RadioInfluence.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Dark Delight Podcast with...
Thank God it's Friday, Val, and...
Beans. It's beans.
It's the 22nd of January.
I hate that. February.
February is coming.
February.
And then March.
March. That's maybe how we can rectify this feeling that we're in, like, the Twilight Zone, is just by adding R's after every consonant.
Yeah, let's just make breakaway months. They already have their they took their nation. Let's have the calendar to ourselves.
Yeah. You know? Why not? So
how's your week? I barely see you anymore anywhere now.
Well, you're not in the right places, Frank.
Well, I'm on Gab and everywhere else, but I still monitor my Twitter news list. You know, I make lists compiling in people, not necessarily, you know, there's barely anybody on anymore, but do you have like a backup or like a shadow Twitter account that you can at least read things?
Uncover DC was not
okay.
Canceled.
Gotcha. Because I have to imagine even the president is doing that.
Can you imagine being President Trump trying to keep himself from saying anything? People really think that one account is President Trump.
Which?
There's an account out there that's a parody account, in quotes, that people really think is him. I forget the name of it, like George or something. I don't know.
You gotta find it. You gotta tell me. He should continue his John Miller character.
That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. There's a John Miller character?
I think that there. Yeah, hold on. Let me see. Somebody, let me just text my peeps here real quick.
All right.
What is the name of the quote fake Trump account, people? Let's see what they say. Yeah, Twitter is basically an echo chamber of blue check marks. That's basically what Twitter is now.
Oh yeah, I know. That's why I said it's sooner than later. They're going to have. They are even going to leave the platform to just go look for a fight again.
They did. I see it on Clout Hub all the time, and I always comment and I say, "Hey, I say, wow, you guys love us so much that you had to come to our home to mess with us."
Yeah. Yeah.
The name of this Twitter account is apparently John Barron.
John Barron.
It would be Barron John 1946. And it's a President Trump picture with a mustache on him. It has 500,000 followers almost.
Oh, I see it. I see it.
It says, not Donald Trump, just here to make some friends and also America great again. Love Sudafed and hamburgers. For inquiries, call or email the real John Barron 46 at Gmail.
That's amazing. Okay.
It's not him. There's no way.
No, I know, but I love this. I love the mustache. It actually works.
Yeah.
Mustache actually works, you know. So there you go. Okay.
What I think is super funny is the Bernie memes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In case
just sitting there all, yeah. Which is the old man all folded over.
It's, oh my gosh, it's under what's happening right now on Twitter. Cozy and casual. Bernie Sanders makes a fashion statement on Inauguration Day. These people are idiots. I swear.
Well, I did on Wednesday on Wednesday, I did a, I don't know, it was a segment that almost lasted 15 minutes just going through all the headlines of the media. You can just tell they're so happy that they have their game back.
How long is this going to last, though? They can't ask President Biden a question.
No.
How long is this going to last for? Where literally the news is just today and a thing that President Biden did that was great and wonderful.
Today, the thing that President Biden did, trust us, it happened.
What about, this is what they're saying quickly about Biden before, I mean about Bernie, before we get back to the Biden thing, which we're going to talk about in a second. I'm sure you've seen this, but I'll tell it anyway. Cozy and casual, Bernie Sanders makes a fashion statement on inauguration day. The senator from Vermont arrived ahead of Wednesday's inauguration ceremonies wearing his signature beige parka and a pair of very warm-looking mittens. The sensible fit is drawing praise from viewers across the country.
That's his... Okay. These people know what his signatures are?
He has a signature parka. It's called Communism Brown.
Commie Brown.
Commie it's Brown.
Shit Brown. You know, no bland... It should be called, you know, almost like a flan.
A flan, yes.
Yes, it is a flan color. It has as much taste as a flan as well. Chicken so, in every pot.
Listen, I'm going to talk about something pretty serious now, even though it's terrifyingly funny.
What's that?
Did you see this clip yesterday? Thank you to Wendy from Uncover DC for this. President Biden was, I guess it was Inauguration Day, walking past the Marines.
Yeah.
He has an earpiece in his ear. Somebody must have muttered to him in his earpiece, "Salute the Marines." And what does he do, Frank? He doesn't salute the Marines. He says, "Salute the Marines."
Yep. Yep.
25th Amendment. 25th Amendment.
It's going to be so quick. I mean, I would have to imagine. Then again, we said that he's not going to be, he's not even going to be the candidate. He's not going to show up to the first debate.
Gosh.
And we were wrong. They pushed it on. They pushed it through. They just squeegeed that man through everything.
Look,
I
wonder if I can pull it up. I wasn't prepared with this, but I want to show it to everybody because this is something else. There was a woman that I was introduced to while we were doing all the work on the fraud who is from Georgia, and she had been really on top of all this. She's from Fulton County, and she, you know, Fulton, they put their meetings online, Frank, on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Because they have to, because they can't have in-person meetings, so they have to put them online. So they're on YouTube. She sends me something the other day. They reconvened on the 19th in Fulton County, the Elections Commission. They reconvened. Just listen to these people. Hold on. Here we go. Here. Hold on. I'm rewinding a little bit because I want you to hear this.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All of us. Any nays? No. We have an agenda, and we have, after the approval of our agenda, only one thing, which is the recertification of returns, and I will turn this over to Mr. Rick Barron to ask him why we are here yet again.
Well, over the weekend, Dominic and Derek have to prepare ballot images to send them to the state, and that's one thing that we do on election night. We have to create a spreadsheet because EMS, the election management system, doesn't have a dashboard to tell you which compact flashes have been uploaded. So Derek and Dominic created a spreadsheet that they coordinated with Dominion. On election night, there were four compact flashes that hadn't been uploaded, and those were 4-0 compact flashes. They were poll managers that had a second scanner in their precinct. In which
just wait. I had a microphone malfunction. Here we go. Just wait, because it's coming. It's gonna blow you away. Just
uploaded those. There were no results on them. Over the weekend, Derek and Dominic were preparing the ballot images to send to the state, and then we got a call. I got a call yesterday afternoon to ask if we could check two precincts, MLO-1A and MLO-1B, from the state, and I asked Derek to look through those. He looked through them, said there were ballot images for him, and then he checked the results, and the compact flashes didn't upload. The results file on those compact flashes, for whatever reason, didn't go into the tabulator.
What? They didn't count them.
And what was the
they don't ever say.
That's all. Hey, it's been said and done. He's already been inaugurated. No.
This has 9,000.
Let's just presume. Hey, since we've been doing a lot of presuming with the COVID numbers, let's just presume they were Biden voters, okay? And put this all behind us.
Yeah, let's just put this away, put it in a compartment, never to be seen again. They have to recertify the elect because it was that many votes. Now, I'm still trying to figure out who these votes were for and how many there were.
Well, good luck having your curiosity trump their corruption.
So that was just on the 19th. Before the inauguration, whoopsie, the guy is like, and then somebody is like, oh, and then he says, I think it's very clear that Dominion is really not a good system.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, we think.
Freaking think so?
I hope he gets sued for $1 billion.
I know.
For $1 billion.
Oh, my gosh. So there's that. And then there's a statement from the Republicans in Arizona. There's a statement from the Republicans in Arizona, Frank. Did you see this?
Was it like an hour after he was sworn in?
Yeah. Great news. Not only are they going to give us all the information that we want from the election to do the audit, but they've also acknowledged that we have the power to grab it when we want it. They've said, yes, you're a sovereign body that has... Well, great. Good for you guys on the 21st of January, you mother...
Yeah. Yeah. It's like... Okay.
So, listen, I gotta tell you, the Kelly Ward out there in Arizona is a... She's the chairwoman of the GOP. She is one of us through and through, Frank. She,
well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, she's amazing. She fought this nonsense to, I mean, at great personal risk in the spite of all of the crap they were throwing at her. She stood up for this nonsense and she fought it. It's not her fault that the spineless people and the spineless judges didn't do the right thing here in Arizona. But I submit that after this audit is done, we're going to find either one of two things. Either they've altered everything or President Trump won Arizona. One of the two. Yeah. Now that there's no risk to it, you know, no risk. And there's still...
Well, what can be done? I just don't know. Obviously, I have my faith in the entire system is totally shaken. Destroyed, actually. It's shattered into 1,000 pieces.
Like the CIA should have been.
Exactly. But instead, we have commie John Brennan saying that even libertarians are a danger to national security that need to be snuffed out.
What?
Even libertarians,
I know.
He said.
What is left? Communism?
This is a guy that was caught funding Al-Qaeda with the rest of them, I guess.
And his number two is now the DIA.
Yeah. And now he – Al-Qaeda caught spying on the United States Senate. He was pretty much orchestrating the entire Russia thing. You know, for a while there, Tracy, I was loving watching that granite-faced, high-pitched voice bastard sweat on television because for a while there, I really do believe he was scared.
Yeah.
For a while, I really do believe he was scared. You can tell all these rats how public they were and how public they stayed. They were scared to death, and I can't stand that they feel free and clear right now. Everything they did, man, oh, man, talk about blank check. If you can do what these people did without having any worries, you can do literally
anything. He's literally – he's a self-proclaimed communist, Brennan. Literally.
He voted for Gus Hall in the 1970s when the Communist Party still needed to run third party before they completely controlled the Democrat Party. Now they don't need to run third party since like the early 80s because they own the DNC. So, I mean – yeah, they can do this. They can do anything.
Yeah.
And that should be pretty scary for people. But, you know, Other than that, what do you think, Tracy? Are you also – not only are you very surprised that places like Georgia and places like Arizona are seeing last-minute or moment-after types of log jams being cleared off with election integrity, are you also surprised that – the PCR test has been ordered down to lower cycles?
No.
And that mayors and governors are saying we need to get back to work right now?
I'm not surprised at all. I wanted one more minute on election integrity real quick before
Go
we
ahead.
Move on to that, because that's an important topic. Remember again, everybody keeps on saying that none of the election fraud cases were able to get to the evidentiary stage. I want to say again, Michigan's Antrim lawsuit was the only lawsuit in the country that made it to the discovery phase and found fraud. It is still ongoing. We are following the case.
68%
Let's just,
error rate yeah. in those machines. Mm-hmm. And that was also where Mr. Ramsland compiled all of the physical evidence as far as the physical limitations of the machines and the amount of votes that were tabulated within a certain amount of time, how it's physically impossible for the machines to tabulate something like a couple of hundred thousand of the votes they said that they had completed within about 2 or 3 hour time span. So the Michigan Antrim is like it's everything, and it's the only thing we got.
That's all we got.
It's the only thing we got, and it's so amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So literally, if you think that, how many now? I hate those smarmy people that go, how many of Trump's lawsuits were thrown out now?
Yeah,
they weren't. I mean, you're taking something that is so on the face false, and you're clutching on it like it's a security blanket, and it's so pathetic because nobody you cannot believe that this is in your favor. If this was done by your side, you better walk in lockstep with your side for the rest of your life, because you literally have no choice in what is served up to you.
Don't ever have
a disagreement.
So we had that, and then we had what happened last night, which I'm actually stunned about this. So first, I think it was Benny who came out with like some inside information about how these National Guard troops were put in parking garages to sleep.
Yep.
So Natasha Bertrand, of all the people in the world, reported on this from Politico. Do you know who Natasha Bertrand is?
I know the name, and I've seen things that she's done before, but as far as like bio, no, I don't. Why?
Because she's the one who got all of the, quote, leaks from the intelligence community for Politico. She's the one of the ones who did all the Spygate nonsense and perpetrated this hoax. She actually blocked me on Twitter when I had a Twitter account because I kept on coming after her. She reported this last night. And underneath, all the lefties were losing their minds about it. They were angry, Frank. Speaker Pelosi, fix this.
Fix this.
Biden, fix this. This is unacceptable. These people just protected us from the white extremist terrorists who were going to storm the Capitol.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. It really is. It's almost like the people who were who comment underneath Andrew Cuomo by saying we need to open up our our economy can't take it. We need to open up again, and everybody has to go back. And there's people still hanging on to the propaganda underneath going, okay, so you're choosing money over people's lives. Got it. Like, no, you idiot. It was never true in the first place. You idiot.
I know. Some people are like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah. You know what's unacceptable? Using National Guard troops, like cheap props of a community production of Miss Saigon. There was no threat.
Now Texas and Florida are bringing them home. And they're throwing they're saying that it was the Capitol Police that did this. So Madison Cawthorn, newly elected representative from North Carolina, went out there with like 17 or 18 or 19 pizzas. and gave them all out to these poor guys sleeping. I know that everyone's like, well, they're soldiers. They should be able to deal with this. They're in their own country, for God's sakes. Get them a hotel room. It's not like anybody's in D.C.
Well, that's the thing. That's the other thing there, too. You look, if this were obviously wouldn't have happened under President Trump, they wanted to drive a wedge between he and the military so bad that they made shit up constantly. But you know, you look, I looked at, I found Jake Tapper's, Jake Tapper tweeted about it. If this were President Trump, he wouldn't have been able to hide his excitement. He wouldn't have been able to hide his excitement with his vitriol and his seething, his saggy face. He would have been in full bore against everything that's going on here. Not even mention as to who's responsible for this. Jake Tapper instead tweeted out in concern, almost tried to crowdsource shelter for these people. He's like, I'm calling people in the area, hotels, anybody know? Like, he's trying to crowdsource shelter for the National Guard troops instead of actually
finding out, like, yeah.
Finding out who did it and how the hell this could actually be so. But you know, it's the right person is in the White House. He's got the invalid that he wants in the White House. So it's just about looking like the stand-up guy, Jake.
I would give anything to be a fly on the wall in the morning when Joe Biden rises from bed and he can't function to do anything, and he keeps asking
when he's
for
lifted his, from bed.
Yeah, he keeps asking for his toothbrush, and he's muttering about oatmeal and fruit.
Well, and before he gets out of bed, they have to take the IV out, and he probably gets a vitamin B shot and then some amphetamines, and then of course they rise, they have to slowly lift him up because the blood pressure is probably so out of whack that he, you know, it's almost like coming from a deep dive when you're scuba diving and you have to fight against the bends.
Slowly repressurize yourself. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably sleeps in Darth Vader's hyperbaric chamber. I don't know. He definitely has to sleep in the same bed as Jill.
Let's go back to COVID for a second.
Okay.
What did we get notification of? We got notification yesterday that actually HCQ is really the best treatment in the beginning of the disease to stop hospitalization. We also got notification that the PCR test is just way too sensitive.
And sensitive by like 10 degrees.
You mean they're running too many cycles? That everybody's testing positive because they literally said the test is false positive. Like,
You remember the New York Times back in August? You remember when the New York Times actually had to say it back in August? Where I forget what date, but it was probably around mid-August last year. And it was one of those, you know, those headlines that only like people like you and I would catch. People that are looking for information, not just looking for confirmation bias. And the New York Times even published it. They said that maybe from 90% to 94% of the results that we're getting from these tests, especially set to the sensitivity levels that they're at, are probably fraudulent.
Well, the funny thing is like I tell everybody, if you get a rapid test and you test negative, you are freaking negative. There is no doubt you're negative. Because if a rapid test doesn't find COVID, this is how I feel, Frank. This is how I feel right here.
You were jealous that your husband was shipping at that. That's why you killed him, too.
Yes.
Flames?
Yep.
Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her so much. Flames on the side of my face, heaving breaths.
That's me. That's how I feel.
I love that movie so much.
That movie is fantastic. By the way, people, that is Clue with Tim Burton.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry, sorry. Tim Burton.
Oh, it's so good. There's so... Flames!
Flames!
Side of my face!
It's just perfect. It's how I feel. I miss Scarlett. I feel like flames.
Oh.
It's just how I feel.
Oh, but the French maid in that film.
I know, Frank. I know.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So she's like the worst of them all, isn't she?
I think she's in one of the, in the alternate endings. I think she's a killer. But you know how many endings? There's like they go through like five different variations.
It's so great. If you've not seen, if you want to laugh and have a, you know, laugh, cry and have a ball, listen, watch this movie over the weekend.
Yes, Clue.
Clue. Just a
based on the board game.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Great movie. But yeah, PCR tests. And there are some people doing a lot of really good work on death statistics right now. But the best thing is seeing the right. Remember back when Donald Trump was president? Remember way back when the left used to write things on Twitter like, my 7-year-old son came to me today with tears in his eyes and said, Daddy, how could a president so nasty and mean who hates gay people be president? It was all I could do to stop myself from crying and hugging him. You know how they used to do that?
Yeah, I loved it.
Well, they meant it. Like, that never happened. Their 7-year-old son never came to them and asked them that question. It was bull, right? But now, little Helga sent me something yesterday that it made me really laugh, like, really, really hard. She sent me a tweet that she saw underneath a James Charles tweet. James Charles is a male makeup artist. He says, this tweet goes, I'm shaking right now. My 2-year-old son just said his first words. He said, is it true that Biden stole the election and they're going to let him get away with it? And I said, yes, son. I couldn't lie to him. It was one of the realest moments of my life.
His first words.
His first words.
Oh, man.
And then the best part is, too, somebody, you know, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline already, right? Completely.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it's not, but it's not, people misunderstand that too.
Well, it's not really canceling it. He's just changing the way the money runs, correct?
And it also just changing the flow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was supposed to be able to add more volume to what is already there, not canceling what's there. We're already talking about like hundreds of thousands of gallons, I don't know, a second. They're just going to increase the flow to sustain the life that we have here. By the way, I don't see anybody stripping off all of their clothes and doing away, you know, wearing paper sandals and getting rid of all of their technology, everything around them that's made from petroleum, anything that is the houses that are warmed in the winter. I don't see anybody actually getting rid of the technology that is fueled and is made possible by oil. I don't see any of that going on. But at the same time, they all think that we're saving the environment. No, actually, you're ruining the environment, because the more that we sustain ourselves and and this is the other thing, Tracy, every other year of the century, you're hearing people going, no blood for oil. Mm-hmm. Well, for the first time, we're not looking to topple people.
Because we're independent.
We were independent for a while. We didn't need blood for oil for a bit. So we had this going on, and because they want to ceremoniously and for all the wrong reasons, they feel good about themselves for stopping the pipeline. They think that most people think that they're stopping the pipeline from being built. It's already there. We're already surviving off of it. But what they're doing is that with the more that we consume to maintain our modern existence, the more we're going to be, if we don't have these pipelines tailored to keep up with the demand, we're going to have to rely more on freight and more on train, which is such a bigger deal. You got to look at the oil tanker accidents on the road and on train track. You got to look at it. You want to talk about safety to the environment? People don't even know what kind of danger it is to haul oil all over the country by freight. Well, this is so they no clue what they're doing. They think they're do-gooders.
I have this message. It was a post that somebody sent me. I guess Jeremy is an oil worker or some kind of a pipeline or fracking worker. And his wife is a lib who voted for Joe Biden. okay, who's having a conversation with a friend of hers who is a Trump supporter. And wifey says, Jeremy just called and yelled at me. He said everyone on the job site are freaking out thinking they're going to lose their jobs. He's blaming me for voting for Biden. You know I hated the way Trump acted. Is it true that Jeremy could lose his job? And Trump supporter responds, okay, first, I'm sorry. Jeremy is more than likely losing his job. Without the pipeline and fracking, Biden just destroyed the oil industry, which will domino into many other industries in America, and we'll be paying foreign countries for oil again, so it's about to get really expensive. This is just flat out common sense. I'm going to be honest with you, though. You voted for this. I didn't, and neither did Jeremy, but we will be suffering. I'm so sick of the Trump is mean BS. The man built a great economy, but your hurt feelings got in the way of you researching the truth. You let Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper lie to you every damn night into some unicorn utopia of complete garbage. I do have some good news for you, though. You now get to pick your pronouns on the White House website. So maybe after choosing your correct pronouns, you can ask Biden how you're going to put food on your table. I'm also keeping my fingers crossed that Apple will soon release the Damn it. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where'd you lose me?
I didn't.
Oh, I'm also keeping my fingers crossed that Apple will soon release the Biden-Harris iTunes playlist, because that will keep you warm at night. I also, I always knew that people would regret voting for Biden. I just didn't think it'd be day one. Biden probably won't hurt your feelings as much as Trump, but he'll take your husband's job. Think on this.
Yeah, well, hopefully she got scared afterwards.
Could Jeremy really be... Could Jeremy lose... Oh my God, I can't buy my...
Could he?
Lululemon leggings anymore.
Yeah, yeah, he could lose his job. And people who don't rely on, you know, taking resources out of the earth or working on any kind of refinery line or anything like that, people who work in digital fields, who work in information and technology, people like us and stuff like that, entertainment like me, we're going to be targeted in other ways, okay? We're going to be targeted in other ways that people don't want us to speak. It's one thing to say, well, we don't want to take – it's one thing to be fooled by the idea that we don't want to take oil out of the ground because it hurts the environment. It's okay to be fooled by that one way or another and not see a bigger picture altogether. I am not some kind of an oil-thirsty monster here. I'm like, yes, take the gas and the oil and let's burn it up and use it one wisely. I would love to see somebody come on out and reveal Nikola Tesla free energy technology that brings us all to the next level of existence. But until it's there, do you not want to continue on with our way of living?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how stupid? How stupid. I don't see anybody volunteering to move into a teepee anytime soon in New Jersey in February. I don't see anybody volunteering to do that.
No,
I don't know where people think this shit is going to be coming from.
They're. I mean, I was talking to someone last night, and they were saying, "I'm just sitting back and watching. They're going to eat their own fat. They're already starting. It's been one, two. This is the second day. He's already destroyed the country. It's
but
crazy.
It's okay because they celebrated with Tom Hanks." With Tom Hanks on all of the networks.
They had J-Lo and all of the guys, all the friends came out. I wonder how long they're going to let Joe Biden actually walk around in public.
Where is he in public? I mean, he's just in front of cameras.
I mean, yeah, that's what I mean.
He's pretty much trapped in a military compound.
And what about this press secretary for Gaga?
Just everything was so typical about her. Somebody said that she's actually from like the Greenwich, Connecticut area.
Oh, not surprising. You could tell.
Yeah, you can tell. She's moderately attractive, but she downplays it like most liberals love to do. She'll go on up there with minimal makeup because it's some kind of a statement about, you know, whatever. Like Alicia Keys was doing, refused to wear makeup for like 8 years, and so she's up there and she just looks bland, like she has – she almost like you would cast her in some kind of a dystopian
– Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, definitely part of it, like an equilibrium where you have these hard-faced women with the straight reddish-brown auburn hair, and they are just women of authority. Like I feel like she should have walked around with one of those little horse whips.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. And of course, she's just not very intelligent. She doesn't think on her feet like Kayleigh McEnany can. That's for damn sure. She's asked really interesting, simple questions about Joe Biden's mask mandate. That, and then, of course, he starts taking pictures with his whole family without the mask on. And she herself is on federal property
without
in
a mask.
Room. Yeah, she's in a room full of press. Everybody in the room is masked except her. And she's talking about Joe Biden's federal mask mandate.
So, you know, Julie Kelly, she says, so let's recap. In the first 36 hours of Biden's presidency, his press secretary has mocked face masks. He signed several EOs to open the border and advance radical gender and racial policies, crippled U.S. energy production, and abandoned National Guardsmen. But phew, no mean tweets. Oh, and then there's this. Biden asked if 100 million vaccines within 100 days is too low of a goal.
Where the U.S. is right now. When I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man.
And he walks away.
No more questions. No, don't ask him anything. He might say something wrong. No more questions. There's no questions allowed for the President of the United States. You hear them, you know, in the background? No.
Yeah, how everybody said, I don't really think you think Donald Trump actually wanted to be president? Like, when he won, you think he had an oh shit moment? Like, now what do I do? A lot of people were saying that. I don't believe so. I think that I don't think that Donald Trump would waste his time. I don't think that this was something that he thought would be a good way to promote his business. He knows how nasty politics is. But as far as Joe Biden goes, this was one of those things where obviously they're going to force him in no matter what. But, you know, in baseball, you have there's a mentality. I know it's across many sports, but since this is my forte, in baseball, there's a mentality, especially when you are in a playoff series and everything is do or die. The mentality is win today. If you gotta use a pitcher today that you had planned to throw tomorrow just to make sure that tomorrow happens, then do it.
Yeah.
They did so much to get this corpse in the position that he is in that now they're all like, oh my God. We can maintain this distance on the campaign trail, but now he's actually inaugurated. He's the president of the United States. How do we keep this up? There's no hiding him now.
No, they can't. They can't.
No questions. No questions for the president. It's not. No questions. It's not allowed. Not allowed.
But what do you think? Why is this that the Biden executive orders have not appeared in the Federal Register? I'm reading.
Oh, maybe because he's signing blank pieces of paper.
So then what is this all about? I mean, there's a lot of people who say that what we're watching right now
is a
great illusion.
Yeah.
Is a great illusion.
I don't know. Do they not appear? Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
I've had a number of people that I trust very much send me screenshots last night. Send me screenshots. Oh, my God. Lauren's sending me video. The baby's rolling over.
Ooh.
Wait. Three times. Wait,
ooh.
Aunt, wait. She's almost there. She's turning. Come on, Aurora, do it. I'm watching the video right now.
Why don't you just run up there? I'll pause it.
Oh, man. Come on. Come on, baby. Turn over. Oh, this is so fun.
I feel horrible that you're doing this right now and you can't see it.
Oh, it already happened. She sent me the videos.
You know what? Probably... When Helga first learned to walk, I wasn't home. I was out. She was with my mom and my sister.
Hold on. I'm going to put on the video for a second.
Okay.
You want to pause so people don't have to listen to this?
Yes. Okay. Now I can't. How do we continue the show now? After seeing that beautifulness.
Yeah. Well, this is the reason why I'm still, even though we're facing down the barrel of complete degeneracy, there's a few things that keep me really, really up and chipper. Number one, like you said not too long ago, they are really, really going to have to own all of the shit that has happened. They did not have mandate. They do not have the country behind them. Nobody approves of their ideas nor their job performances in anything. And still, they found a way to wrestle away the steering wheel. They were the little babies at the carnival that instead of having a proper meal demanded that they eat nothing but cotton candy. And you say, you know what? Go ahead. Have 5 pounds of cotton candy. And I'm going to be here to look at you while you throw up all over everything. And that's what's going to happen right now. So that's number one that keeps me happy, that we are the ones that are sane and we know what the reality of the situation was, and especially what the reality of the election was. And the second thing is this baby. You know, I can't give up on the future.
No.
I can't give up. I will not. I won't. I will find a silver lining in any pile of dog shit you put in front of me at this point.
You're right. It's not in the Federal Register yet. However, it seems like some of President Trump's executive orders won't be there until the 25th, the latest ones that he signed.
Okay.
So I don't know that that means anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that people are going to be, yeah, I know. People are going to be noticing things that were always that way, but now they're looking for it. Listen, this is going to be the most scrutinized presidential administration in the entire world. Now, I think there are people sending me things that he's not in the Oval Office. That's ridiculous. He is in the Oval Office. There's a reflection on the window outside. It's clouding the background. Just please. There are some things that are just crazy, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's another thing that came. There's some kind of quid something or other law that they can use to supposedly Trump can file a case to remove. It's not happening. It's not happening. Biden is the president. I think we really need to focus on that. I can't. If any scenario, Frank, was going to happen, we had months for them to do it. They did not. President Trump chose not to act. They chose not to act. I do not see at this point in time the Pentagon or anyone making – I just don't see it. I think it's a lot of people out there who are holding on to hope that something will change, but I really don't.
Well, as I said in a number of conversations recently, what this signifies to me is the end of – it's the end of the country as we knew it.
Yeah.
All right. All of the options that were available to do the right thing, to make right, and to make criminals pay, those options have been exhausted, and there are no longer any avenues, unless, like I said before, unless you have, you know, it's like I'm sure that if you're out there somewhere in the country, you'll be able to find a decent judge here and there for a property dispute or whatever.
There are still some things we can do locally.
Oh, yeah. Especially locally.
Yeah.
It's the only place where there's any chance. I said in 2016, Donald Trump's election represented a chance of a chance, a chance at a chance. And what we have right now, the only chance at a chance is locally. And that's the best place that people can find some kind of solace and some place to put all of their energies into.
Well, they take local and then they change the local rules so that they can affect change at the voting level. And that's what Jason Miller was on with Maria Bartiromo and said that, I think it was Maria, where he literally said that. He said, our plan is for the next 2 years to hammer election integrity in each of the states at a local grassroots level. That's what President Trump said he's going to be doing for 2 years until the midterms.
And I would also suggest anybody out there thinking about ways that they can do something better and how they can put – because remember, 80 million plus people voted for Trump. I know that it's only 75 million on the docket there. 80 million plus voted for President Trump. If those people go to work like they showed up and they rallied and they showed up on election day to vote, if they go to work locally, file lawsuits, get these damn voting machines out of your states, root the cancer out. I mean, it's the only chance you have So I maintain that if we go forward with nothing changing, there is no country, there's nothing there. But the problem is that, or I would say that the silver lining is that a country is nothing but its people. And we know 100% we are the physical majority of absolutely this country.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And you can tell when you look at the White House YouTube channel.
Oh, I know. It's been ratioed.
Ratioed out of existence. In comparison to President Trump's videos, they had to shut off comments for a long while. There are 10K dislikes to 1,000 likes, 3,000 dislikes to 2,000 likes, 15,000 dislikes to 1,000 likes. I mean, they're not going to be able to hide how hated they are by everybody. Everybody. Everyone.
I know. But that's why I said anybody that's waiting for some kind of a miraculous turnaround right now, it's not going to come from any direction that we could predict or that we could actually bank on. I'm always open for a shocker. You know, there's always somebody out there that's willing to go and leak things and to shock the world, reveal something one way. There's got to be people out there who are saying, all right, well, the power is in my hands to show the world something that they never thought they would ever see. And so as far as being able to be swept up by a phenomenon and to witness something that could never have been predicted, there's always that. But as far as all the avenues that we had legally and everything else, those have been exhausted. And every step along the way, we've shown how everything was completely corrupt. Now, if we had an honest system, then actually that old scenario I said Donald Trump would be very stupid, uncharacteristically stupid, if he thought that he only needed to go into 2020 election with nothing but a really robust campaign schedule and Rudy Giuliani as a backstop if any shenanigans go on. But you know what? With all the evidence that they collected, if they only had a couple of honest judges, it would have been enough.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the system is done for. So my whole – if we ever get President Trump on the show here for an interview, that's the one thing I want to ask. I want to ask what, you know, I can't believe that was the only, the knowing what you know more than even us being on the inside, how going into what happened with this executive order? Why are we talking about China when 95% of the election steal happened inside of the domestic United States? Of course, maybe China had some kind of a part in it. We know that votes were tabulated in Europe. Why is the John Ratcliffe, whatever we know about the Ratcliffe report,
well, that there was
focused on China?
There was just an article that came out yesterday on Uncover DC that goes into detail on the background behind the China report. Just we won't get into it now, but if anybody wants to read it, I'll put it in the show notes. Wendy wrote that. You're right. I mean, if I had any question to ask him, I would be like, why didn't you do more? You had so many avenues at your disposal. Why did you let this happen? He did. He let it happen. He had so many things he could have done, Frank.
I mean, how could you not? If we all saw this coming, how does he not see it coming when he's the one actually personally taking the attacks for 4 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just don't know. And that's why I'm saying, if it doesn't make sense, there's still that theorizing part of me that says, if it doesn't make sense, what if it was designed to be this way?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. We all the vast majority of the country just bared witness to the complete implosion and of everything. There's nobody to trust in the judiciary. There's nobody to trust on the local levels. And we have a faker, an incompetent invalid in the White House right now. I don't know. You say why? It's not living with this is not the end result. What if there's something more? What if there is a surprise coming? I don't know. But if there's not, then yeah, it was a great waste.
The last, it's just so terrifying to hear it like that. I hate it. It's true. Our country was just stolen from us, literally, before our very eyes.
Yeah, and you think about the reaction to 2016 and people saying it was a fraudulent election.
Yeah, yeah.
And the wailing, the screaming and the wailing over something that was provably false. And now we have something that's provably true. And still we're not acting as badly as they did in 2016.
Did you see that? I know we're not doing anything.
We're dazed and confused, yeah. But we're not doing what they did.
No. We're not. Did you see that Lady Gaga wore the Hunger Games outfit?
Yeah. Talk about messaging, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And Twitter. We had another article up just to end the show with this. It's just infuriating, Frank. We've been talking about how Twitter leaves pedophilia up on their platform in broad daylight and they cancel Parler for nonsense, right? AWS cancels Parler for nonsense. Mm. Well, there was an article we put up yesterday about a lawsuit where basically Twitter was hosting a video of somebody who was abused and they were a minor and they were asking for it to be removed. And they said, it doesn't violate our terms of service. We're not removing it. Re-victimizing this kid over and over and over again. And now the kid is suing. He went to the authorities. It's just disgusting. But Amazon Web Services has no problem with that. All good. Now that Congress has sent over a thing to FBI Director Wray, who will remain, by the way, he'll remain in office. Not surprising to me. Surprising to you?
No. Why would it be surprising? It wasn't. I can't believe he survived this long. That's another thing that I just don't understand. If I were President Trump, and I took the suggestion of hiring or nominating Christopher Wray, and then I saw that the Senate that has destroyed every other nominee that he put forward to join his cabinet passed this guy along with 92 votes out of 100. I would have immediately fired him again.
Yeah. That's another question.
I would have fired him after. If I were President Trump, I'm sitting in the Oval Office. He said, well, Wray just got through 92 votes. I would have said, what? 92 votes? Fire him now.
We want another one. Another,
fire him
another,
now.
Yep. Yep.
Get me somebody that squeaks by.
Barely. Barely squeaks by.
And of course, I mean, this is the reason why that Joe Biden is president right now. He's the reason why Joe Biden wasn't taken off the campaign trail, rightfully so, because of what was rightfully being uncovered about Ukraine.
And they never released any binder of Crossfire Hurricane materials either. So that's it. I'm done. You have been listening to the Dark to Light podcast with.
Thank God it's Friday, Val.
And Beans. You can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and RadioInfluence.com and Spotify. Come back on Monday, will ya?
Yeah, we'll be there.
You have to say it.
Oh, later. See you later. Later, bye.
This is a Landry Football Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
It really is what you strive for. As a coach, as a scout, you'll work all year long to be in a position. It's everything you do is to get to this point. Everything you do, all the sacrifices, all the things that, you know, you do for, you know, family and personal issues, it's directly related into the focus that you put. And it is, I've been on, fortunate to have been on Super Bowl runs, make it to the Super Bowl. It's the pinnacle. It's the pinnacle of football. I've been in situations, coached in college football before we had the playoff set up, but where you're competing for conference titles, an SEC title and a national championship titles. Those are great, and it's what you shoot for. And those, so all the recruiting trips, all the evaluation, all the work you do, you know, I've been doing now for 30-plus years as a scout, all these things that are so pertinent to your success, this is what it's all for.
The Landry Football Podcast with veteran scout and coach Chris Landry can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, and RadioInfluence.com.